from London, BBC Caribbean Report.
Barbados identifies 32 alleged breaches of CARICOM free trade rules. British businessmen target Trinidad and Tobago as a launch pad for their Latin American investment, and an asthmatic couple plan to take Biwi to court. I'm Debbie Ransom, and this is BBC Caribbean Report. The Barbados Trade Minister says he's bemused by the methods and extent to which CARICOM countries circumvent the rules on free trade in the common market. Senator Reginald Fairley was reacting to a lengthy list of alleged non-tariff barriers within CARICOM, compiled by a joint public and private sector watchdog committee. Bertram Niles reports from Bridgetown.
The committee was set up by the ONF administration to monitor non-tariff barriers in CARICOM and to advise the government what steps to take. This coincided with Prime Minister Arthur's threats of retaliatory action against unfair trade in CARICOM. Among the committee's claims that Jamaica is using American Department of Agriculture standards and regional imports, even though they meet CARICOM standards, that Trinidad and Tobago is using veterinary standards to exclude port imports, that a brand of its beer is suspected of being dumped in Barbados, that St. Vincent buys steel as raw material from Brazil without duty, then certifies it as locally made, that T-shirts of Asian origin were being relabeled in Guyana and exported as made in Guyana, that Dominica, Grenada, and St. Lucia use licenses to exclude furniture imports. Those are just a few instances of 32 breaches cited by Barbadian manufacturers, some of which are still being investigated to determine their veracity.